producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, I have very good news for you. Most of you know this is Groundhog Day, actually. Well, I'll start with Groundhog Day. Then I will tell you how Groundhog Day fits neatly into my notion that we should be talking about love in February, since February is National Heart Month. Also Chinese New Year, it's Washington's birthday, it's Lincoln's birthday, it's my father's birthday, Chinese New Year. Actually, I know a couple people whose birthday is Valentine's Day. There's Valentine's Day. And considering that this month is usually only 29 or 28 days, this year it's 29. We have a leap year. I mean, that's a lot to pack into one month. So, and it is... it's National Heart Month, so we're going to talk about love, but we're going to talk about Punxsutawney Phil first. So I have good news. Now, this seems to me somewhat counterintuitive, to be quite honest. Oh, I should tell you, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and my number is 855-993-7569 if you want to talk about, I suppose, anything in your mind. But 855-993-DR-JOY. Which is maybe easier to remember, but not so easy to dial, because then you have to figure out where the DRJOY is on your phone. But you're smart. You can figure that out. Why is it as soon as the program starts, I start coughing? Adrenaline. It's nerves, even after all these years. All right, so today is Groundhog Day, having nothing initially to do with Bill Murray. Remember the movie where he just kept repeating over and over again? But Groundhog, he was sent to cover it.
I love that movie.
And yeah, it's a great movie. Everybody loves that movie. All right, so it turns out that Native American culture believed in the ability of animals in general to predict the future. They were omens. They were what's the word I want? Signposts. So a particular animal appearing or bird appearing would foretell something. So, and groundhogs, apparently, if you're going to pick an animal to kind of symbolize something, I don't know that I'd pick a groundhog. They're kind of funny looking, but I wasn't in charge of picking animals to designate certain issues. And so apparently groundhogs are fairly loom large in Native American cultures. And so the idea was, if the groundhog came out on February 2nd, unclear why they chose February 2nd, but that's in fact what it is, and saw his shadow, meaning presumably you see your shadow because the sun's out, right? A lot more winter. I guess because the groundhog, if he saw his shadow, would come out and kind of wander around, and I don't know. You can see the connection isn't inherently obvious. However, if the groundhog did not see his shadow, hence cloudy day, spring is just around the corner. So I'm pleased to tell you that Punxsutawney Phil did not see his shadow today, so spring is right around the corner. Now, lest you take this incredibly seriously and get out your sunblock and your bathing suit, assuming that, especially since February is one extra day this month, this year, that by March 1st you will be in your bathing suit, Punxsutawney Phil is right 45% of the time, which is less than half. Now, early spring, part of it is, to be quite honest, I don't know what the term early spring would actually mean. I suppose anything less than 6 weeks. But the question is how much less? Because that's not terribly fair, right? If it's like 5.5 weeks, does that mean he's wrong? Is it anything after the halfway mark? So it's not clear how we designate rightness or wrongness. Obviously, if it still stays cold for the next 6 weeks, then we can say that Phil blew it. But if it stays cold for the next 5 weeks, does that mean he blew it? I don't know. So, and it turns out that only one person on the face of the earth can actually determine what Punxsutawney Phil actually says. So it's, you can see once we get into these issues, things become a little more what Madison Avenueized, is that a word? Madison Avenueized. If it's not, it should be. So, all right. So, spring just around the corner, even though the Farmer's Almanac says, I guess part of it depends on where you live, too. Denver's getting hit by a snowstorm. Iowa got hit last night. China apparently has huge snowstorms because people in China, I actually knew this from a documentary about people going home, that China's a very interesting culture in that they're quarter of the world's population, and most young people have moved into cities because they really couldn't make it once the farms were collectivized, and then, Chairman Mao and all the other kinds of things. So young people go into the city, but the tradition is to go home for Chinese New Year. And so you've got a huge migration. I read something that like a quarter of the population is moving at any particular time. If you view a quarter of the population of a quarter of the world's population, you're talking about a huge migration of people. If there are, 7 billion people on the face of the earth right now, and we've got a quarter of a quarter, which is, 1/16? So 16 into 7 billion is, 500,000 or something? 50? I don't know. It's a huge amount of people moving all at the same time. And apparently the railway system really can marginally keep up, but because they've had massive snowstorms, so trains have not been running, you've got a huge number of people who are just sort of standing around waiting. And my brother was flying back to Denver today, and he and his wife were worried about, should they go early? You've got a reservation, and the snow is supposed to stop by then. He said, yeah, but apparently the airline said if you can change your flight if it's in the middle of the snowstorm. I don't know. And then the snowstorm apparently wasn't nearly as devastating as everybody expected. So Mother Nature will show us how fragile we are on an ongoing basis. Today is actually kind of an interesting day in history as well. In 1653, incorporation of New Amsterdam, which is important to me because it's New York City. Okay, 1653 on this day. Groundhog Day, I have to remember that. The National League of Professional Baseball Clubs of the Major League Baseball was formed in 1876. Where's Manny when we need him? In 1913 on this day, Grand Central Terminal opened in New York City. So you could hear Groundhog Day is a big deal in history. Charlie Chaplin's first appearance of Making a Living premieres in 1914. James Joyce published Ulysses. Did you ever read Ulysses? It's terrific. No. It's a stream of consciousness, but it's really good. Mm. G.I. Joe, 1964. For some reason, G.I. Joe, I didn't realize he was only, it would make him, 52 years old? For some reason, I thought he was older than that. I thought he was after World War II, but apparently not. Who knew?
Yeah.
And digital cinema was first introduced in 2000 in Paris. Interestingly enough, this goes along with Roger Moore's notion of people stealing from Americans and doing a better job of it, and we should steal it back. The cinema technology was developed by Texas Instrument. So, and today I would also mention, as I said, it's important to me because not only is it Groundhog Day, and not only are we talking about February as the love month, but this is the day, wait for it, that I got engaged.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You should, given the fact that I am the I have lace around my left ventricle. I'm a very sentimental person.
Mm-hmm.
Being engaged with somebody who would choose Groundhog Day as opposed to Valentine's Day, which is, 12 days from here.
Right.
It was sort of one of those things. And I said, great. Is there a ring? I was very young. And he said, oh, yeah, I'll send it to you. I said, no. What am I supposed to do? Light a candle, drink some wine, and open a box? I'm not doing that. So, I should have known that, we have all sorts of indications of things that we should pay attention to. Maybe that's one of the things we should put on Facebook of what indicator did you completely ignore in a relationship that told you everything you needed to know? Maybe that's, we should put one. That up. Both men and women. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Average weight lost in a study was 8.3 pounds and 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for a refund, less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm, great foods, all part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free, packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of Nutra Crush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN. 866-987-THIN. Make the call. 866-987-THIN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is also one of those days, if you look at the day in history, it's one of those days where it makes you believe the Woody Allen theory of life, that things are always changing. Things that we think are healthy for us may not be, and things that we thought were poisonous for us may be actually healthy. Remember in Sleepers where he talks about health food of butter, whipped cream, and steak, and at one point everybody thought those were awful for you, that it turns out that a Special K, which is ketamine, which is used among other things, it's a animal tranquilizer, among other things, is now really useful in treating very resistant cases of depression. That Google, which was once, Google from 2004 to 2008 was more valuable than Apple. And at one point, there was a $400 billion difference between the price of the two stocks, or the value of the two companies, and where Apple was worth $650 billion, which is hard to believe. And Apple for the first time, or that Google for the first time in a long time, has now capped Apple by a mere, like, $10 billion or something like that. So it just, it really makes you understand the changing nature of the economy, the changing nature of science, the changing nature of life. So wanting things to remain the same is counterproductive and likely futile. So, all right, speaking of which, I thought we would start talking about the definition of love. Do you have a definition that you want to share, Jacob, or you just want to go to other people's?
Yeah, my definition would probably be esoteric or something.
But try esoteric. I'm willing to buy esoteric, at least temporarily.
I mean, I think love ultimately is maybe just acceptance of reality, like truly accepting and embracing the way things are, not resisting wanting people to be different, or, you know, if only this was different, then this would be good. I don't.
It's an interesting perception of it.
Thank you.
Yeah, my thing, you know, I sort of don't get too involved in the definition, just because I think it's a concept that has so many echoes with it and so much resonance with it from the time we were very small. Of, do you love your mummy, or you should love your grandma, or mummy and daddy love each other? It's a concept that is bestowed upon us well before reason, and yet we cling to it and believe in, especially in this culture, that it determines everything. It determines whom you choose for a mate, and whether you stay with that person, and it becomes competitive when you talk about children in a family. I mean, it's just, it is so fraught with valence that I sort of try to convince people to, I'm probably the Tina Turner school of life of, you know, what's love got to do with it, and seeing if you can't base your romantic decisions on things like, which is a slightly more stable, it would occur to me. And love always seems to be something that you feel, that you bestow on somebody, and it's something we do emotionally, and says a lot about us, not so much about the other person, as opposed to liking, which has always seemed to me a safer kind of basis. It's not to say that love doesn't exist, because it does. I'm just not sure what it means, or that it means the same thing to any two people, let alone group of people. It's like Woody Allen says, well, we laugh, we like each other, and the sex is good. You know, what do we need more than that?
Right.
All right, so let's see what our listeners, when they take a swipe at it, what they think.
Amber says, you would die for that person and listen to the person you love. Love keeps no record of wrongs and is not rude.
And does not move?
And is not rude.
Oh, is that rude?
Yeah.
the idea that you would die for that person. That's a good question. Are there people that we would die for that we don't love, that we just like? It's an interesting notion. Hopefully it doesn't come to that. That would be kind of a difficult criteria. What was the second one, Jacob? Jacob, you need to turn up your mic a little bit. I can barely hear you.
Okay.
What was the second part?
Love keeps no record of wrongs and is not rude.
Well, that idea, it's an interesting notion, and certainly hopeful. That, you know, it's like love story. Love means never having to say you're sorry. That, and I guess if you don't ever have to say you're sorry, that it's because somebody else hasn't kept track. The notion of scorekeeping is an interesting one, isn't it? And it's hard. I like the idea of it a lot. I'm just not sure how feasible it is. Is it possible to it's not only forgive, but forget. It's like Willie says, forgiving you is easy, forgetting is going to take a little longer. So, and what that response says is, it's not about forgiving, it's about not keeping score, not remembering, forgetting, letting it go. It's not even letting it go. It's never holding on to it at all. So yeah. There's nothing to let go of. Interesting notion. I'd be fascinated to see if you can actually do that and how that works. Okay, keep going.
Okay. Pat says, although the temporary romantic feeling from infatuation and lust is highly pleasurable, it is not a helpful definition for love in long-term relationships. It is more helpful for parents to pass to the next generation that love is expressed as patience, that love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs, love does not delight in evil but rejoices with the truth, it always protects, it always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres.
Well, that's a lot.
Yeah.
There are a couple things in there that we could perhaps discuss, but the idea of that we confuse love and lust and infatuation is absolutely accurate. And when parents say to their kids, well, you'll know when the right person comes along, is, as far as I'm concerned, bad advice, because that instantaneous feeling maybe it's lust with potential, and it may turn into love. I guess the other issues that I have about love is that it has a – it takes a while, that it's not an instantaneous. I know people believe in love at first sight, and I think that's just lust with potential. And it can – certainly lust is a perfectly good basis to stick around long enough to see whether or not this is really a loving relationship. If there is something that transcends the immediate, that transcends the irritation, that transcends – perhaps the ego that transcends particular circumstances. I think whomever invented the marriage vows was somewhat psychologically astute, saying, okay, today we're having a big party and everybody feels great, but this is for richer for poor. So when things aren't so great, in sickness and health, everybody's perfectly healthy today. What happens when we got to take care of each other? And then saying forever. Although when marriage vows were invented, people didn't live nearly as long. So, thoughtful answers. Good for you guys. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-613-4704. That's 1-800-613-4704. 1-800-613-4704. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Good afternoon, Dr. Joy Brown. I just had a quick question regarding this phrase that you keep talking about, stupid and cheerful.
Got it.
Without even knowing, I have been practicing it. Didn't even know it had a name, actually. Does that mean being a doormat?
No.
No.
Never. Listen, the point, let's talk about the specific situation you have in mind, but let me just give you an overview first,
yes.
Which is,
I don't have a specific situation, but it's just so many situations where I have been acting stupid and cheerful. But
by definition, being
yes.
stupid and cheerful is almost an aggressive act. It's an assertive act.
Okay.
Being, because mostly when we're a doormat, what we are is passive and sullen. Right?
Okay.
And we're usually not cheerful and we're angry.
Okay.
So the idea about being stupid and cheerful and the way I kind of evolved it was I'll tell you the one that came up first is family gathering.
Okay.
I'm, as you know, from a very large family,
okay.
And I have a couple of sibs who are really very angry and very insulting and they're mean.
Okay.
What can I tell you? And since I'm the family overachiever, a lot of it gets focused on me. And a couple of years ago, one of my sisters came up and she said, how do you do it? You know, I just listened to you say somebody, one of my sisters saying something horrible, and not only did you not get angry, but you seemed really, you didn't get sullen, it didn't hurt your feelings. I said, no, you know what? All I did was treat the whole thing like it was a big joke, because for her, most people don't come up and say, Vivi, you're a real idiot. What they'll say is, put on a little weight, have you? So for you to be insulted about that, you have to do a couple things. First of all, you have to do some intelligent work. You have to figure out, all right, they're saying I'm fat, and they're really trying to hurt my feelings because, you know, and gee, I should be hurt about that, because you have to do some work there.
Yeah.
And then what you're going to do in that work is you're going to be offended or angry or hurt, all right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, if you're in the same thing, if I come up and say, hey, Vivi, put on a little weight, have you? Laugh and say, you are so witty. You know, yeah, this hairdo, I know, it's all hair, it's all conditioner. At that moment, if I really want to insult you, I have to do a lot more work. I'm going to have to say, no, I really meant that you look like a big fat slob, and most people aren't going to go to that work.
No.
They want to be able to say, they want deniability. So if you said, Joy, that's a terrible thing to say, I'd say, What? I was just being honest. So the point about being stupid and cheerful, it's built in Teflon. It just allows you and your stomach to just let everything go. And laughter is really a feedback loop that says, you know what? I'm sure you didn't mean to hurt my feelings, because I'm so stupid I don't know when I'm being insulted. And it works beautifully. Now, to run your own life, you need to be cheerful and smart. But to interact with other people, stupid and cheerful works really well when somebody's trying to be mean and vindictive. So give it a try, and if there's, it has nothing to do with being a doormat, because it allows you not to be stepped on. It's Teflon. It's an invisible plastic shield.
Hi, Dr. Joy Brown. It's something burning up inside me, and this is probably the first, you're the first one I've told outside anybody. It goes back, I'm 36 now, and going back to my childhood, resurfaced in my adult life right now, and I don't know how I'm going to go about doing this.
What resurfaced?
I was sexually molested by different people when I was, I think I was like 5 or 6.
Were they family members, or who were the people?
Could be a few of them.
Do you remember? I mean, right.
I remember who they are. I just out of fear. I don't know if I want to confront them.
Okay, take a deep breath for a minute. And I know that this is really upsetting to you, as it should be, but what you have to keep reminding yourself is you were 6 then. You're not 6 anymore. You're a big, strong, grown-up man. And so whatever they did to you, first of all, you've survived. And second of all, you're not at their mercy anymore. So, and you need to remind yourself of that, because I'm sure this feels like you're instantly back being 5 or 6 years old, but you're not.
Yeah.
And that's what you need to kind of, that's what's going to allow you to go back and do some work about this, is reminding yourself of those two really, really important factors, which is, number one, you survived. So whatever they tried to do to you, they didn't break your spirit, and they didn't break you. And number two, you ain't a kid anymore, that you're a grown up and you have resources now that you did not have then.
I think it may explain why I've been going to some of the porn sites and stuff.
All right, can you go back for a little bit? And I think you're going to need somebody that can sit with you and hold your hand, as opposed to me talking to you on the air. I think talking to me is a perfectly reasonable first step, but I think you're now going to have to go and talk with somebody on an ongoing basis, so you can kind of shovel through this and come out the other side feeling safer and stronger than you do right now. Where you say you're going to have to be more specific. You don't have to be specific with me today if you don't want to, but you can't say a lot of people. It has to be who specifically it was, what you remember about it. And I know that's going to feel really scary, but again, you've survived it. You're okay. You may not be very happy, but you're okay. So do you remember when it started? Do you remember who? I mean, you don't have to tell me. Was it males or females or family members?
I would say it was my aunt. And it was a babysitter that I've gone to. And it was a male.
The babysitter was a male?
Yeah, and another one was at school, being ridiculed, and my principal had been like going through and, you know, make me take my clothes off, and, you know, I just.
Okay, I'll tell you what I want you to do right now. Are you single or are you married?
I'm divorced.
Okay, do you have children?
Yes, I have a daughter.
Okay. Are you involved in a relationship at all right now?
I don't care to be involved.
Okay. How long have you been divorced?
Going on 2 years.
When did all this start coming up?
I'm just kind of reflecting on life, and, you know, I'm on the road all the time, and,
okay,
you know, I'm just like, where did everything go wrong? And I go back to my childhood, and then it seems to be a correlation as to me going to these porn sites, and I'm thinking, what am I doing? You know, it's like,
okay,
it's not who I am. It's, you know.
How long were you married?
Total of 6 years.
And why did the marriage fall apart?
Financial. A job that I had. I had a secure job for about 5 years, at a management position, and I was doing security work, and I unfortunately I lost my position.
Why?
And well, because of the seniority. And,
okay. Have you had any? Do you have any problem with violence?
Do what?
Have any problem with violence?
No violence. I just feel, you know, I just, it's kind of hard to relate. I'm finding it harder to relate. I'm seeking, and it's like after going through that experience, I'm trying to do everything opposite, you know, because my parents are divorced and everything, and it's like I don't want to be nothing like them. I don't want to be nothing like
them. Right, listen to me. I think that there's a lot of things that are coming up right now and are very confusing and very uncomfortable for you. I want you to do a couple things. First of all, I want you, are you on the road today?
Yeah, actually, let's see, I'm coming up to a weigh station. I got to put my phone down real quick.
Roy, give me 1 minute, all right?
Okay, all right.
Listen, I want you to find a therapist, and I want you to get a notebook today and start writing your thoughts down, because I think you're jumbling a whole lot of things together. Are you at all suicidal? Are you feeling at all on an edge?
It's kind of crossed my mind.
Okay, you need to not do that for right now, all right? You need to give yourself some time. And if you're feeling really strung out, I'd say call here, but I'm not here 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
I think you need to have somebody, maybe, you know, your mom, your dad, a friend, a priest, a rabbi, somebody that when you're feeling really strung out, you can call. But I think you need to start with a notebook. I think you need to be with a therapist as quickly as you can get with a therapist.
Write in a journal or something?
Yeah. Yeah, just keep writing down all your thoughts, because if they're on the paper, they're not going to be banging around in your head as much. And also, I want you to remind yourself and repeat to yourself and write on the top of that notebook, I've survived this. I am not a child anymore. I have power, all right? And we're not talking about revenge at this moment. We're not talking about getting even. We're just talking about sorting out so you can run your life better. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and
installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569, and February being Love Month, and people used to call me the Love Doctor, which I think was never very fair. I remember I did an interview with Larry King at one point, and he said, well, you talk about sex, and I said, well, I don't talk, you know, I talk about sex maybe, you know, 10, 15% of the time, but I'm one of the few people who does it, so you remember it. So I'm
the Love Doctor.
Nice. Yeah, all right, so speaking of which, let's go back. The last one that you went through, go through it with me slowly, because okay. There was so much in there, and a lot of it, I think, was profound. A little bit of it I would disagree with, and so if you can walk me through it, then I can figure out which is which.
Yep. So the first part is although the temporary romantic feeling from infatuation and lust is highly pleasurable, it is not a helpful definition for love in long-term relationships.
Correct. And I think that's really meaningful, and every parent needs to sort of help their kid understand that. There's actually a term that somebody made up a couple of years ago, I suspect out of frustration, because it's one of those terms that really hasn't caught on very well, called limerence, which is about the first maybe 6 months of a relationship where it's, I can't quite get my breath, and we're soulmates because we both like soup, and I love the smell of his neck. And the idea of, they're saying that that can last up to maybe a year, year and a half. But the point being that saying that you love somebody, first of all, I don't think you should say it until you're relatively certain of it, which means that you've gone through some times where you disagreed, that one or the other of you was cranky or sick or distracted, that it really, that love should be taken, I think, seriously, either that or completely get rid of the word. So before you say, I love you, and Woody Allen would say, I love you. That was his way of finessing it. Can't believe I'm using Woody Allen as a reference for anything even vaguely romantic. But the idea being that people take the word seriously, it does have so much valence attached to it that we need to be careful. All right, so we're saying it's not lust, it's not infatuation, and we need to be aware of that. Okay, then what was the next series of statements?
Yeah, so then he kind of said what you said, which it is more helpful for parents to pass to the next generation, and he says it as that love is expressed as patience, that love is kind. And this is where he starts to list off quite a few more things.
So go through that list slowly. So if I need to, I can stop you.
Yep. It does not envy.
I think that's right. I think that's true whether we're talking about romantic love or friendship love.
Mm-hmm.
That it's the mark of that. I don't think love should be competitive. It shouldn't be comparative. Okay.
It does not boast.
Well, that one, I think there's a tendency to want to show off for the person that you love, just to say, partially I'm worthy of you and I'm worthy of love. That's a little, again, I think if you take the competitive part about it, I think being able to show off for the person that you love is part of how we do it, because we're also taught from such an early age that not to be stuck up. So it would seem to me one of the things that we can do in a truly loving relationship is be our true self, which means be aware and be able to share our pride in ourselves or in our accomplishments. I'm not sure I buy that as much. I think it certainly shouldn't be competitive. It shouldn't be to dominate. It shouldn't be to diminish somebody else. But, okay, keep going.
You just kind of mentioned the next one, which is it is not proud.
Well, again, the being proud, where's the line between pride and self-esteem?
Mm.
Kind of fuzzy. Mm-hmm. And that I think that loving somebody and being loved by somebody does help our sense of self, and it does instill a sense. I don't think it could be unique or exclusive, that we can't be completely dependent on someone else's affection. We can't, the reflection of us in their eyes, that there has to be some self that exists independent of that. But that pride and self-esteem seem to me to be very similar kinds of terms. And until you value yourself, it's very hard to value someone else, because you're either going to view them as being conned by you and therefore not very bright, or it's only a matter of time till they discover the real you. So it's going to make you feel very insecure. And insecurity in a relationship is poison. So I'm not sure I would buy, and I know that those are kind of almost biblical terms of boastful and kind and pride and whatever, but I'm a psychologist, not a theologian.
It is not rude.
Certainly not intentionally rude.
It is not self-seeking.
I don't know exactly what that would mean in a relationship. What would self-seeking in a relationship be? Don't know what that means. Somebody's going to have to help me on that.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make any sense to me.
You're in it for yourself? I mean, I don't know.
Well, but what would that have to do with love?
Right.
If you're saying that you're using somebody else, I think that's the antithesis of love. Mm. That you don't use people. if you love them, if, even if you respect them, even if you're, I mean, you don't even have to love somebody. You just have to be a moral person. Using other people is not a very nice thing to do.
Right.
So I'm not sure what that means. Hopefully he will call up and let me know.
Yeah.
All right, what else?
It is not easily angered.
True, although having said that, we are probably most vulnerable to people that we love because they know the most about us. We count on them the most, and therefore we can be a little bit more vulnerable or susceptible or sensitive to them. So while I agree with you, but I've seen people who are very patient with people they don't care about, and with people they do care about, they're not quite as patient because there's more involvement. They care more about that. They care more about how that person views them. They care more about their behavior. They care more about the reflection of that person's behavior on their own self. So while I agree with it in theory, practically, you can see why the fact that you are less patient with and less slow to anger with somebody that you love might not be the case.
Yeah.
And for logical reasons, you can see the reasons. Okay, keep going.
Yeah,
you can see why this list was one that I really wanted to go through, because some of it I think is profound. Some of it I think is misleading.
Well, not that it's ever great to be really angry at somebody, but doesn't that somehow, sometimes kind of, relationships kind of are a good way to keep each other in check and learn about
what pushes
your buttons.
And yeah, and relationships are, if you're living with somebody, that's an abrasive kind of situation, that we are not the same people. And as much as we care about each other and love each other and need to learn from each other, that compromise is part of a loving and caring and sane adult relationship. And so anger, we're not talking about violence. We're not talking about control, out of control anger. But being upset or angry with somebody doesn't seem to me precluding loving them. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.